Have you ever noticed how romantic Christmas has become? I would love to be there in that manger scene in most of our homes. Nice and warm and cozy, right? Clean, with all of God's creation looking down upon us as this child, God's son or God, is born, right? Well, you know, matter of fact, some, depending on, there's that white porcelain manger scene that's really pretty, right? Anyway. Well, does anyone here farm, or have you ever been around a farm? You know, animals are quite interesting. Now, I know none of us are like this, but you know, when animals need to relieve themselves, they do it. It doesn't matter if they're eating or other people are eating, or even if they're facing away from what people are eating out of, they relieve themselves. Been there, done that, got it all over my t-shirt and everything. Animals are really noisy. Have you ever heard a cow chewing their cud? You know, what's really gross is when they burp their cud up. I know this is probably too earthy for some of you, but it's important. I'm trying to get it, help you understand what Mary and Joseph were living in as Mary birthed this boy. You hear what I'm saying? It was not this nice, romantic thing. Jesus probably had hay sticking all over him. Right? See what I mean? It was not, I mean, animals chewing their cud. Yeah, indifferent gaze of cattle, like that said on your call to celebration. But, I mean, it is not a romantic thing. It's really bad, honestly. It is really ugly what they went through, laying in the hay trough to birth this baby, and with the cattle chewing their cud and stomping around. See, we need to keep in mind the paradox that we celebrate this time of year. It's really and truly a paradox. It really is. The creator of the universe, listen to this. The creator of the universe, the creator of all that is, the one who created each of us and knew each of us in our mama's bellies, came to be with humankind as an innocent, powerless, absolutely dependent baby to a poor family in a dirty feeding trough. I don't know about you, but that's hard for me to get my mind around. Do you hear the paradox, folks? Do you hear the paradox? So, let's think about this for a minute. From Mary and Joseph's perspective, stick with me here. What started as a message from an angel that she was carrying God's son continued as banishment from friends and family because she was pregnant out of wedlock. Then, being outsiders, they had to walk approximately 65 miles when she was 10 months pregnant, joke, only to find that Joseph's own family rejected them and no one else would allow them to stay. Then the long trip causes Mary to go into labor, and the best thing they could find on short notice was a barn with animals in it that were feeding out of the hay trough that Mary had to lay in to have Jesus. And today's culture has made this romantic. It's almost laughable, isn't it? The U.S. culture and businesses especially have gotten so far away from the truth so that they can earn a buck that we have totally forgotten the sad, gross conditions in which Jesus, our Savior, God's Son, was born into. Do we hear that? Or is that too close to home for us to hear? The Creator, excuse me, and who was it that came to visit Jesus in his young life? The shepherds who were despised, outcasts, uneducated and poor, and the Magi who were non-Jewish outsiders who knew nothing of Jewish scripture and even had other beliefs. Those are the people that were invited by God. Hear me. Those are the people who were invited by God to come and witness the birth of God's Son. Do you hear me this morning?